Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
And at 8:49, Dave Dickey joins us with our pre-opening commodity market report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending October 19th like this. Wheat, 16.9 million bushels. Corn, 41.2 million. Soybeans, 23.0 million bushels. USDA also report this morning that private exporters had a sale of 151,200 tons of corn to unknown destinations for the 2006-2007 marketing year. We'll discuss the implications of the export numbers in just a few minutes for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade with Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. A hefty gain of $2.20 per hundredweight in wholesale pork prices yesterday, along with advances in lean hog futures, are expected to result in fully steady to firm cash hog prices across the Midwest today. Terminals called steady to higher tops from $41.50 to $44. Peoria called 50 cents to a dollar higher with a top price of $41.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, October 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,386 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $53 to $63.50. The weighted average, $60.91, a gain of $1.44 from Tuesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $43.53 to $51, the weighted average $48.20. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,112. The base price range was $53 to $63.85, the weighted average $61.14, a gain of $1.53 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.87 to $49.50, and the weighted average was $45.50.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser.
We'll get right on with the agricultural weather here, and I'll tell you that the rain is moving into the Corn Belt here already, central and southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana. In many locations, getting a quarter to a half an inch of rain. And here at WILL, we're up over a quarter of an inch now. I measured 24 hundredths at 7 a.m., and it's been raining steadily since. The intensity of the rain isn't always all that great, but I think over the next couple of days, because of the duration of the rain, many locations will be picking up 1 to 2 inches. And it does look like for the southern third of Illinois and Indiana into the Ohio Valley tomorrow, there could be some locally heavier amounts. So the farther north you go, the lighter the amounts will be. The farther south you go, the heavier they'll be over the next couple of days. So for harvest, it's going to slow harvest down just about everywhere. At this point, there's still a little bit of open weather for northern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, far northern Illinois, far northern Indiana, parts of Ohio and Michigan, but the rain will be spreading into those areas coming up during the next several hours. So field work will come to a standstill in many areas, although parts of Minnesota and Iowa, northern Iowa, will probably miss out on most of the rain. So those will be the areas where fields will be accessible rather quickly after the system moves by. And some good news for producers: after this moves by, there will be a little shot of cold air moving into the Great Lakes area this weekend, but most of that will be staying to our north and east, and we're actually going to start a moderation in temperature as we go through Sunday, Monday, into Tuesday before the next cold front comes through. Now, the models this morning are indicating a little bit more rain Tuesday night, Halloween night, pushing across the Midwest Corn Belt. We'll have to see if that holds, because sometimes one model run will blow up the rain and then the next model run will knock it back. At this point, the indications are that we're not going to get a whole lot of rain Tuesday night, But that's the next chance of rain after this system that's going through now. So for harvest operations in those areas where they're not yet complete, this rain will cause a delay, the rain we're getting right now. But it does look like we will get some milder air and some wind and dry weather to help dry the fields, especially as we go into Sunday and Monday. And in central Illinois, we may actually get above 60 degrees for the first time in a little while once we get into early next week. Then that cold front goes through, and that'll knock the temperature back a little bit. But looking at the long-range maps right now, I don't see any bitter cold air coming in. We'll just have that typical up and down as we go into the month of November. It looks like we will have a shot of cold air, though, a bit of a shot of cold air, not bitter cold, but colder air for the first couple of days of November. And then it looks like after that, it starts to warm up again. So that roller coaster ride, which we typically get at this time of year, will continue. Now, as we go to the southern hemisphere, it looks like there will be some favorable planting weather across Brazil. Most of Brazil is going to have dry weather through the weekend, and then some rain will move in. And as we've been telling you the last couple of days, looks like rain is going to be moving into most of the production areas of Argentina. And of course, that will slow planting down. Of course, the trade-off with that is then at least there's some soil moisture for the crops to work with down there. When we look at South America as a whole, there's no big problems right now. They're having generally favorable growing conditions. But as far as planting goes, Brazil will have the better weather through the weekend than Argentina. During the last 24 hours, not much rain fell. A little bit in the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso, and that was about it. Most other areas dry. And it looks like in northern Argentina around Chaco, some rain fell, but most of the production areas remain dry as well. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 533 and 3 quarters, down 1 and 3 quarters, last trade down 6. March, 548 down 1, last trade down 11 and a half. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 516 and a quarter, down a half, last trade down 7 and a quarter. March, 532 down 1, last trade down 8. May, 510 down 2 and a half, last trade down 5 and a half. July, 466 and a half, down a half, last trade down 1 and a half. December corn opened at 326 down 1, last trade down 2 and a half. March, 337 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half, last trade down 1 and 3 quarters. July, 348 and a half, down 1 and a half, last trade down a half. Red line December, 338 down 1 and a quarter, last trade down 1 and a half. December oats opened at 236 and a half, down a quarter, last trade down 3. November beans opened at 621 and a quarter, down 3 quarters, last trade down 3 and 3 quarters. January, 635 down a half, last trade down 4. July, 654 and a half, down a half, last trade down 1 and a quarter. December soybean meal opened at 185.30, up 10, last trade down 170. December soybean oil opened at 26.59, up 10, last trade last trade up 2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, I was looking at the export sales numbers this morning, and it seems to me that after a couple of weeks where corn hadn't done quite as good, that a number that came in at 41.2 would be good. Then I look at my DTN, and there's quotes from the floor saying sales are nothing great. I don't know what to make of that.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Dave, we showed export bookings at 50.7 million bushel, and the trade was looking for something pretty big again this week. I think it's very reflective, though, that prices that are heading higher and then accelerate quite a bit higher generally kind of curb exports. So the export buying came in this week, as you said, at 41.2 million bushel. A lot of that went to Asian countries and Mexico. Typical buyers, nobody outside of that. I think that might be part of the issue why the floor traders aren't too excited. Corn's probably going to struggle today. The wheat market looks like it wants to top out firm basis, however, still gives some awful good selling opportunities here. But we'll be down to maybe a penny higher in the back months on corn.
Are the days windling down for sales to be made?
I don't know whether the window is shutting, but I think that for guys that want to make sales into the end of the year, this is the time to do it. Mm.
And the beans today?
Soybean export bookings came in around 23 million bushel, maybe a hair lighter than expected. We'll be down to maybe as much as a nickel. China took a third of the beans. That's been a pretty typical what we have been seeing. But we're quite a bit below, about 35% below the four-week average. Meal, too, has been kind of a shining star in here. It was down a third on the export bookings from a week ago. So we'll be lower on the beans probably at the outset.
And you mentioned lower on the wheat.
Lower on the wheat. We may be down more than this, but I think we'll be at least 6 cents lower on the front months, maybe 3 cents down on the back months. Look for bear spreading. Exports there at just under 17 million bushel. We're a little bit on the light side. Japan, Egypt were the buyers.
Calls over at the Merck?
At the Merck, I think the cattle market will probably be mixed up 20 to down 20 type of a thing till we get some cash underway. On the hogs, I would anticipate we'll be higher following cash higher. Futures will be up a dime, maybe as much as 50 cents.
Ellen, thanks so much. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, she is in Moorton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the AM 580 pre-opening commodity market report. You are listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications. We are at the University of Illinois, and we are on the web at WILLAG.org.